If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Hi.
What's happening? Look at that. Look at Tara and Kai. Now see, now we finally got a show. Now yes. We got something that matters.
We made it.
Yeah, how are you guys?
We're great, yeah. We had a Riverbend this weekend and Fort Castle the weekend before, and it's been really awesome.
I can't believe it. That's Tara, you have a grown adult female next to you. How
I know.
Is it possible?
I know. We've been raising her right, though, so we're ready.
I mean, when were we at Music Midtown? Were you 9? 10?
Probably.
How old were
10.
You?
Yeah.
She did
God.
Her first Sunday at Rue at 10, and then this will be her fourth year, so
wow.
We're here.
And still has seen more shows than Brian Stone.
Yeah, I'm keeping the list.
Yeah.
You know this was coming, Brian. Come on, baby.
How are you, beautiful?
I'm fine. I'm glad I was able to make it on time.
But, you know, just like his radio career, his microphone doesn't work. You can't see him. Nothing about this makes it. What is wrong with you? You're literally sitting in front of a microphone. And it doesn't work.
You just told me it's a prop. It's a prop. It's not really there. You can't hear me, you can't.
I can't understand what he's saying. Thank God for the cat, right, Kai? At least there's something interesting on that screen.
Yeah.
Can we talk to the cat instead?
Hi. Yeah, the cat, yeah. Make some introductions. Who all's here?
And then we got a Daniel.
What's
we got
up?
Daniel from the Real Rue Bus.
What's happening, buddy?
I'm good. Charlotte might drop in a minute. She just got back to the house a minute ago. Everything is happening. We're trying to get ready and chill at the same time this week.
Are you packed? Are you in? Are you ready to go? Is the bus going? Is it gassed up?
Pretty much. Yeah, I was just telling them before you jumped on, I'm very thankful that we filled it up last year and haven't driven it much since then when diesel was about $3.50. It's a little over $5 now, so...
Wait, are you telling me that you've still got the same gas in it that you started with last year?
Pretty much. I mean, yeah, we topped it off on the way back from Lindsay's Mini Roof Farm and then just kind of drove just a couple places around town here, so I haven't been far away since then.
I need to consult with my car guy, Mr. Lord Rustaco. Is that okay? Can you keep gas in a car for that long?
Well, he doesn't use gas. He uses diesel.
Well, what? You know what I mean.
Okay, no, you don't. No, I don't know what you mean. I never know what you mean.
I didn't tune into car talk. What the heck just happened?
Yeah.
When did we go?
Does diesel not expire?
It's making a strange noise when I turn right. You can add additives to stabilize the fuel if you're going to keep it in there long term.
Yeah. That's what we
888 Bonnaroo. This is Swap and Shop. What do you want to buy?
What happened? When did we get hijacked?
Sorry, I'm going around the room, Barry. I'm seeing how everybody's life is. I'm worried about his safety. Well,
we got into car talk.
Brian Stone was so mad about the car talk, he hung up.
Honestly, it's better that way. It's better that way without Brian.
Yeah. Good move. If that's what it took, good move.
Barry, how are you?
I'm good. I put the shirt on for you.
My man.
And, you know, I don't know if you noticed, but I've been listening to My Morning Jacket all day since we posted our show, or I've listened to it. I'm getting pretty doggone excited. I got a note from Tara today. Which is why Tara and Kai are on. They're going to be at Camp Nut Butter. They got passes or whatever. Uh-huh. So they're coming. Now I'm excited.
Wow.
I'm getting all excited about it again.
Now, Daniel, where are you camping? Where's your? Do you know your pod yet? Or is that still the day of thing? I forget how they do it out there.
We will be at the group plaza, so we're going to be next to the new tent that they have over there. Bonnaroo's been very kind to let us use their facilities to host Flip Turn and some of the other crazy stuff that we're doing.
Hey, so you tweeted a picture that I saw today about the site, right? The picture of the site. And then there's a couple of things that we noticed about this. Does anything stick out to you?
Yeah, someone posted that on Reddit yesterday, I believe. I don't know where in the heck they got it. But it was clear that it was taken in the past couple of days because that road that comes from Bushy Branch up to the main entrance next to the arch or whatever was paved, and they only did that a month or two ago. There's a couple of things.
That's a stop and stop you right there. That's the first thing Barry and I noticed.
Yeah.
There's a first. There is a paved road right through Center Room.
Comes such a long way.
Yeah. I mean, did you notice that, Ross? Did you see the paved road that comes right down through, right past the Ferris wheel all the way down to the what stage or what, to the which stage?
Yeah, but I'm so unfamiliar with the layout that I wouldn't even know, you know, what I'm looking at.
Oh, I've studied it all day.
I know. Yeah, no, Barry,
you knew they paved around.
I've only been there twice.
But yeah, and you don't remember half of it, Barry. Yeah. You know, you being the paving expert that you are. Did it look like the paved road ended like halfway through and turned back into dirt?
That's what I couldn't tell. It just it looked like it went between what I would consider Center Roo and the main stage, the west stage area.
It's the bathrooms. Dirt road, it's the dirt road you walk right up to that tent.
Yeah, that comes out of media and all that where
that's
we
right.
usually come out.
That's
so.
Right.
Yeah. Which is the one that normally would get wet and muddy and have puddles.
That's right.
So
That's right.
Was not unhappy about it.
All right. What else did you notice on the picture, Daniel?
Sorry, I had to hit the mute button because I was over in another tab looking at it. A couple of things. They put out what looks to be a couple of new things out in the campgrounds. I noticed some tents kind of near our area that I don't remember from last time. I'm sure you noticed this too, Brad. They moved the wall.
The hill. I know it. They did it again.
But it definitely looks like they moved the wall in. Charla thinks that they did move the hill. We went over there last summer to see the Abbott brothers, and she looked at that, and she was like, you know, it does look different.
I know. Hey, this is my suggestion. Get enough mushrooms in everybody. That hill's going to start moving all day. That thing's going to just keep moving up, down, around. So I noticed the walls too. Did you do any sort of side by side from an aerial photo from years past? Because that seems like something you would do.
I did one of those a couple of years ago just to disprove you about the hill. I thought, anyways. But no.
Well, let's do that again. To in this another topic. No, I'd like to see what it looks like with these walls because I'm not gonna lie, Barry. We've talked about this before during the LCD Pearl Jam year. You know, the greatest year of Brian Stone's existence. We literally walked in and we said, these walls are in closer.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're convinced that they're going to do it again this year with 25,000 tickets sold.
Yeah, they're going to have to. It definitely is in closer.
Mm-hmm.
Which is, you know, that's what you do. You make it comfortable.
Mm-hmm. Right? I suggest pipe and drape. I suggest put some pipe and drape up. Tara, you can. You got a pipe and drape guy.
Oh, yeah. I got a couple. I'll talk to this.
Speaking of large pipes, hey Brian, you excited?
Does my microphone work, first of all?
No, of course it doesn't.
But we can hear you.
We can hear you.
I can hear
Wait,
you
hold
and
on.
You look
How
great.
How does my microphone not work yet you can hear me? That doesn't make sense to me. So you can hear me.
It's all God.
I mean, I can hear you, but you're sitting in front of a microphone that is obviously not
no,
working.
No, this is a prop. I don't have a microphone.
You sound like you're in a storm drain.
Speaking of prop, Brian Stone.
Anyway, I'm fine. I'm good.
Why do you even, like, you literally have not been in radio for this long. You're just playing radio in your basement? Is that what you're doing?
I'm so happy to see you, Brian.
Own it.
All right, Brian, what are you excited about? We're going to be there next week.
Hang on a second. Before you get there, just so you know how Brian is. Brian is the he is the episode of Seinfeld where George has the jerk store. Brian is the ultimate jerk store guy, whereas he will listen and take every piece of abuse you'll ever throw at him, and then as he's driving home, Damn it, that's a great line, when it was really the worst line you've ever heard in your life. He is the walking, talking Turk store.
It is true. It's very true, actually. All
right. Yeah, back to Barry. Right, so.
Barry, you know, I need a few minutes.
I know.
You know what I do want to say? Brian is probably the only, I know he is, he's the only one in this group who's been to every single one, right?
That's true. Well, I have been to every one of them, yeah. The first year I just was there, I jumped the fence on a Saturday and hung out for the night. So I didn't camp, I didn't know what I was doing, I just heard of this thing. Jam band music was just becoming a thing to me at that time, but ever since then I've been there all weekend, every year.
Sitting in your car listening to the Shins is not going to Bonnaroo.
That was one year.
It was an entire year. It was literally an entire festival.
I was really into the Shins that year.
Tara, do you remember when Brian sat in his car all day listening to the Shins show, and then he went to the Shins show and he came back? Do you remember what he said?
No, please remind me.
That shit sucked. I'm never going back.
No, I said I'm done with the shit.
I'm done with the shit.
Done.
It was a phase for 3 days.
All right, so back to what Barry was saying. What are you excited about this year?
Really only two that are just absolute pretty excited about: the War on Drugs. I was really hoping to get them on the What stage early. I wanted that sound so bad. Just have to deal with the Witch on Saturday afternoon, and then I've skipped the opportunity to see Tool 3, 4, 5 times in my life, and so this will be the time I make sure and knock that out.
Remind me when and where. So it's on Witch. Where's War on Drugs? What time?
7:45 Saturday on the Witch.
You're right.
That's going to be a mess. Even with a small crowd, that's going to be a mess.
Yeah, I think that your inclination of like 6 o'clock, 6:30 on the What that was really sort of ideal for them.
That'd have been beautiful.
Remember we were talking about this last week, Barry, and Daniel's felt it a million times. There's just a moment there on Friday, and you hope it's early on Saturday, but you hope it's on Friday, where the right band's on the What, and then the sun's going down, and then the soundscape just becomes becomes Bonnaroo. It is literally the sound of the entire festival, and War on Drugs would have been at Friday evening, 6 o'clock.
Would have been fantastic. And then just a bunch of other stuff that just got little minor highlights. You know, I'll go see Robert Plant and Alison Krauss because it's on the What stage, and that'll sound good. Lord Huron, everybody loves that band. I guess I need to see what the fuss is all about. And then how about this, just for the What stage on Saturday? 21 Savage, then Billy Strings, then Tool. Ever see, think you'd see a lineup like that anywhere in the world? So I thought that was interesting.
Okay. I know what you're doing here. What? I know what you're doing. You're trying to pretend that you know anything about 21 Savage. And you're acting as if, boy, isn't this weird, guys? Tell me something about 21 Savage.
Stop it right now. You know what I know 21 Savage doesn't sound like? Three Strings and Tool. That's my point. You know what I'm doing.
That's fair.
I don't know what 21 Savage is.
You do or you don't?
I do not know what it is. Pop, I don't know. I don't know.
Well, how do you know if it's not? It could be country. How do you know?
I know enough to know it's not country. Stop, Brad.
I don't know about that.
On your schedule, Brian, how many are actually circled as in don't miss?
War on Drugs and Two.
90 to
just War on Drugs and Two.
Yeah, that's what I said. There's 90 acts. You're going to see two.
It depends on the weather.
Let me just be honest with you. If you're listening to this and you have blue hair, run.
Nathaniel Rayliff on the What stage on Sunday afternoon. If I'm around, that'll be fun. I don't have to see it, but that'll be fun. Jude and the Lion Saturday.
The fact that I do this to him every year, so there is always a band that I tell you you have to see. And when have I ever been wrong to you?
You have never been wrong, so give me one this year.
I cannot believe you are poo-pooing, a proper poo-poo, on Nathaniel Rateliff. You will adore he's more in your lane than any other band that's playing that weekend.
Oh, that's not entirely true, but it's no, I've seen Nathaniel Rateliff. I know what he, I know all about it. It's just it's not must see stuff on a Sunday afternoon. I don't know that I'll be there on Sunday afternoon.
You always make it to the end of Sunday. You
usually
know,
but I'm worried about this year. This is my life and death of Bonnaroo this year. I'm afraid that my baby's gone. I'm afraid I'm gonna walk away very disappointed. I hate to say that.
You know, Russ, what did we say about Brian last week when we were trying to explain who Brian was?
Oh, he hates sunshine, he hates kittens. There's a cat right there. He hates that cat.
He's literally looking at your cat, Daniel, saying, yeah. Stupid cat. Why does it breathe?
Don't hate on
why it. Why does it even exist?
There's so many things that I like a lot. Stop.
Name two,
oh,
quick.
Oh, God. This will be the longest show in the world. What is it, Kai? What are the two?
I said beer and blue-haired girls.
And the order fluctuates.
By the way, to Brian's credit, the last time I ever saw Kai and Brian together, she was putting ribbons in his hair. So I give Brian props for that.
You look
we
great.
Did facials that
yeah,
one year.
Yeah,
yeah.
Last great. Time I saw them together, we were doing a podcast as well. So.
That's right. So good for Brian for that. Yeah. But,
I'm a team player, man. I'm a team player. I'm saying grumpy as hell, but I'm a team player.
Daniel, what are your, we went through our can't misses last week. I didn't do a damn thing. What are yours? Tame Impala in the car? You listening to Tame Impala on the bus over and over?
Close. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
Yeah, that's a good one. I can't believe that's not on yours, Brian. What in the world is wrong with you?
I'm not familiar. I've only heard the name. It's such a weird band name. I was like, who the hell could that possibly be?
They probably suck.
Is it rock and roll? Is it something I need to listen to?
Yeah, there's this whole subgenre that I've fallen in love with the past couple of years that isn't just Tame Impala. It's like a lot of Australian psych rock bands. So it's Tame, it's King Gizzard, it's Pond, a lot of others. Another one that got introduced to me back at Okeechobee was Ocean Alley. All of those are right up my alley. I haven't seen King Gizzard live before.
It's right up your Ocean Alley. Get it? And I totally get that.
Okay, well, that's
down.
On Friday.
I haven't heard of Ocean Alley. Interesting.
That's on Friday. That tent. At that's late, 11:30 at night. I'm getting old. I don't know if I can pull that off.
11:30. Jesus.
You got plans? Where are you gonna be?
11 years old.
I'm not gonna be asleep. I'm gonna be drunk, or I'm gonna be lost somewhere. I don't know. Yeah. I made a mark right there.
Okay.
You and the other Papa Smurf are going to be chasing blue hairs around.
Yeah, I know.
So I get it.
You never know. Don't make any rock solid plans because it's not going to go through most of the time.
Well, that's exactly right.
All right, so it's King right. Gizzard. Who else you got?
I'm kind of bummed out that they scheduled King Gizzard right at the same time as Disclosure because that was going to be number one and two for me. So at best, I can bolt it from King Gizzard and see like 10 minutes of Disclosure. But I'm really looking forward to Flume. A lot of our camp is looking forward to that. Honestly, this Bonnaroo, I'm purposely not trying to like overschedule myself. I'm just going to be there to chill.
Oh boy, yeah. That's a tough ask. Don't overschedule yourself with this Bonnaroo.
But the other big have to for me is Goth Babe on Thursday night. I have absolutely fallen in love with that band. I saw them at Okeechobee, blew me away. I can't wait to see them at Rue because they're originally from Tennessee, so you know this is going to be a big deal for them.
It's what Taco's dreaming of is a goth babe.
Yeah, was she have? Did she have blue hair? What's the story?
Dashboard Mom equals goth babe. I hear you on especially on King Gizzard, and I think that we mentioned it last week, Barry, about it feels like the biggest conflict would be Disclosure and King Gizzard, right?
Yeah, Daniel mentioned it. Yeah, I think that's it for a lot of us anyway. We'll manage.
Tara, how you feeling about this bond?
I keep seeing Kai's head nod. I can't wait to hear. Yeah. We'll get to that, I'm sure. But I keep seeing the... Yeah.
Brett, I don't even know what's playing. I don't even know what's going on.
Atta baby.
We're just going.
Honestly,
just going.
Honestly, Tara, you know, Tara, that's the best attitude that you can have for Bonnaroo. I don't know who's going to be there. Let's just go.
For me, it's like 60-40. It's like we're there for the music, but we're there for the people, and we're there to have a good weekend and catch what we catch. And Kai will drag me around to see new bands that I don't know about, so I'm excited for that. And other than that, I'm just excited to be in it.
So, Barry, I think that, I mean, you're way up there in the hierarchy of camp, but when it comes to my soul sister, when it comes to decorating and making camp goofy, there's nobody that even comes close to Tara.
That's right.
She's the only one that's going to keep Camp Nut Butter alive this year. She's it.
Yeah, you know it's not going to be me or Russ. We're going to come and hang a towel on a tree limb and call it good.
We'll have the Bonnaroo toaster, and all the decor and facials and we're going to have a good time. Glitter everywhere.
I just hope we're able to all come together the way we're used to. I mean, I don't know how much you guys want to go into that, but I mean, that guest camping is gone, Brad. That's not there anymore. I don't know how much you're looking
That's
at.
Not what I heard.
It's platinum camping. It absolutely is. I've seen it with my own eyes.
Barry, do you want to...
Daniel's shaking his head. Daniel, what do you know, Daniel?
Oh, I just know the same thing that Taco knows. We've been gossiping about that.
I don't know nothing. What do you mean?
You think we're good?
I'm not going on insider information. I've seen it with my eyes. Okay, Brian.
What do you see with your eyes? Tell me what those eyes see. Those beautiful blue eyes.
Platinum camping is where guest camping used to be. It's like an ultra VIP. They sell tickets for platinum camping. I've been back there where we camp, and there's a big fucking sign that says platinum camping. I don't need an insider from CBS to tell me this.
Okay, so you're telling me that in the middle of the field during October, when you drove to the Bonnaroo field, you saw a sign that said Platinum Camping next to our...
This was September of last year, 1 week after the cancellation. I went to Nashville anyway. Mm-hmm. And the configuration is the exact same this year from what I can tell. I haven't seen this year with my own eyes, but why would they not do the exact same thing they did last year when it's mapped out that way still? I'm telling you, This is awful.
I was looking at a map last night, and I couldn't find it. It wasn't on the map.
It's never been on the map, though. It's never been on the map.
Yeah, it always just cuts off in that corner.
By the way,
look at the map now, Brad. Pull it up right now. Behind there is now a platinum.
No, there isn't.
Heaven forbid y'all have to come camp in Jersey.
I know,
right? This is the thing, Daniel. It's first world problems at the ultimate.
I know. Brian, if you look at... See, this is what I knew you were going to get to. You're going to bring up the map, and the map is the same. Taco brought this up a couple weeks ago. That's the same map that they used 2 years ago. It's the same map. Yes, it is. There's nothing different about it.
I'd rather talk about diesel engines.
Yeah.
Can we go back to diesel engines?
I'm about to learn a thing or two. I can tell you about it.
I mean, honestly, no, I'm actually serious about this. I didn't know that diesel gas didn't go bad.
So it kind of does, and that's why we've been taking it.
Yes, all gas goes bad.
We've been driving the robots around the block a little bit the past 2 weeks because it had to burn off some of the diesel that gunked up. White smoke comes out the back as if it's announcing the next Pope. After running it for a few miles, it's just fine, so we're good to go. Taco was right. You have to give it a little additive, like right when the weather starts getting cold, so it doesn't get too gunky. But yeah, we're good.
Okay.
All right. So Kai, who are you looking forward to seeing?
Okay. So this year, I'm really excited because it seems like to be like a lot of up and coming artists who, in a couple of years, you're gonna see how much they've changed, and it'll be like, I saw them when they were small. So, some big artists that I'm excited for are Still Woozy, J. Cole, and just people like that. There's not a lot of big artists this year.
I love Still Woozy, and he's so fantastic.
We missed him at Forecastle the other weekend, and I was heartbroken, so this is my thing. But some smaller artists I'm really excited for are like Flip Turn and the Backseat Lovers. I love the Backseat Lovers.
The Backseat Lovers because I was one of the only guys in the country playing that song, Kilby Girl, Talk about a song that fits that Bonnaroo sound so well, Barry. Oh my God, it is almost like the War on Drugs, Brian. You would like it a little bit, but that song could be the, like, if you made a sizzle reel of Bonnaroo with the sun going down, Kilby Girl would be the song that you choose. Yeah.
They absolutely destroyed at Okeechobee. We were on the rail for that, and we absolutely loved it. I can't wait to see them again at Roo.
Yeah. And then one more band.
So, Kai, I'm interrupting. This will be how many for you?
How many years? This is going to be my fourth year. It should be my sixth, but got canceled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I'll come back. Go ahead with your picks.
One other
thing
I want to talk about is Southern Avenue. They played Riverfront Nights last summer, and they're really one of the smaller bands. They're playing at 1:15, like in the morning. Not in the morning, in the daytime.
Afternoon.
That's the morning.
But So their lead singer, she just has an amazing stage presence, and I love the sound. Lots of happy memories from that band. So it's really impressive to see them going from Riverfront Nights to playing at Bonnaroo. So.
No kidding, a Riverfront Night band, huh? You weren't alive for this, but you know that's played Riverfront Nights. I don't know if Tara remembers. That'd be the Bare Naked Ladies.
1997.
Yeah, the greatest year of Brian's life.
I have the poster.
That one.
Everybody has to start somewhere. Yeah. I'm glad to hear you say that you're looking forward to seeing some of the smaller ones and seeing how they come.
Yeah.
That's kind of the whole reason this show started was every there.
Yeah,
hey, Charlotte. Hey, Charlotte.
Hey, Charlotte. Yeah, we've become a tad jaded since then, huh?
Yeah, I can tell.
I remember seeing Mumford and Sons on the small stage. You know, I mean, that's it's really like one of my favorite things is being able to walk around and see the smaller acts and see them grow. Yeah. I mean, KG Elephant playing Riverbend the other night, and then getting to see them at Rhythm and Brews, and then at Bonnaroo, and then just watching these artists is special.
Well, look, I mean, I still never forget the time that we stumbled upon this little band in a cafe called Black Keys. And the only reason I went there was because I confused them with another band that was playing and had a similar name, and I was like, I don't know who these guys are. And then the next year they're on this tent, and then that tent, and the Witch stage, and then headlining, on the what stage. Hey, Kitty, look, there's a cat for Brian to hate.
I like cats.
Hey,
How are you, Charlotte? Who are you excited about? You ready? You ready to go?
Yes, I'm very excited to see Goose.
It's Goose.
You and I both the show last year, right? The virtual show that they did. That's when I first heard about them. Yeah, that blew me away, and I think you were the same.
We all simultaneously texted each other watching that, saying, "Who is this?" And they're incredible.
Yeah, this is terrific.
Her and I were so happy that King Gizzard and Goose didn't have a conflict. We feared that for months.
Mm-hmm. So Goose and who else?
Goose and Zach Bryan.
Yes.
Yep. We're excited. I somebody's going to have to. Is Zach Bryan the country guy?
Yes. Yes. Very
good. Okay. Did I miss him on the lineup, Barry? We haven't talked. I don't think we've even said his name out loud.
That's a new one. Good for you. No,
he's been preaching this guy for like a month now. Yeah.
I've been preaching him for like 2 months. He is amazing.
Yeah, he's got a really cool story too.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Joe, husband Joe loves that.
How's Joe?
He's good. He's good. He's excited to spend his Father's Day with us.
You know, that's something that we actually haven't talked much about, Barry. Every year this falls on Father's Day. You tell me if I'm wrong about this, but there's always a time inside Father's Day where I feel as though you guys get really emotional.
Well, I don't
know come about
on. That.
Brandi Carlile put all of you guys on your knees.
Oh, well, that
bawling.
That was pretty strong. That was pretty strong. And then, you know, not only her talk or, you know, her comments about her wife, but then Jeff Cuellar came up with his kid, remember, and gave
Key to the City or something.
Brandi, the Key to the City. So, yeah, that was pretty cool.
But I feel like there is something special. Oh, I'm sorry. The father of the group wants to talk. Brian, yes, please. Father Stone.
I haven't spent Father's
Day.
As
an expert father of many children, what is your perspective here on Father's Day at Bonnaroo?
I haven't spent Father's Day with my dad in almost basically 20 years. So I got to call that.
So what? So what? You hate your family. What do you care?
I don't like him that much, no, but I mean, he's still my dad.
Yeah, well, to go back to Joe. To go back to Joe, you know, in our camp, we always have, if I don't have the tool, Denson does, or Joe does. So we're always pretty set.
I love Joe.
Between the three of us, think we could pretty much build a house if we had to.
So Joe's my guy because Joe literally could build my house and has come over to save my house when Barry doesn't answer the phone. I'll tell you, the reason why I suggested a couple weeks ago on Bonnaroo Do and Don't is because of Joe, I suggested bringing the yoga wheel. And I thought it was something that we just don't, it's too dopes. We just use it. Nobody else is going to use it. But tell them how Joe reacted to the yoga wheel.
He loved it. He bought like 17.
No. We have 17 yoga wheels. They're now art pieces in our home. No, he did. He fell in love with that yoga wheel, and he bought one, and he uses it all the time. And Joe gets excited about some things, but the yoga wheel is definitely it's competing against us. Sometimes.
It is a game changer when your back is wrecked after a day at the festival. It will change everything when you go to sleep and when you wake up in the morning. Barry, I don't know if you could do it, but it might help. It might help.
Yeah. I want to ask Kai, because you've been there, you were 11 when you went to your first
10.
So, you know, Brad and I are 16. Brian's been to every one. Taco's been to two. Daniel, you guys, what, are going on six or seven
now,
right?
It would be a decade if we had the past 2 years. We started. Yeah.
Okay, sorry. So, but we're all, you know, old people. What's it like having basically grown up attending these festivals?
It's always been like such an interesting experience because they're not, when I was that age, there was really no one my age around. I would always kind of resent my mom for that, be like, where are all the kids? But it's also a really cool experience because I get to tell all the adults around me, yeah, I've been to Bonnaroo more than you. So I loved playing beach volleyball in the Bacardi place. I would do that for hours on end and get so sunburnt. And then I would just go check out all the shows. Like, I remember seeing Callie Uchis when she was on one of the This or That tents, and now she's like on the Minions soundtrack. So.
Listen, follow Kai's recommendation. The girl's got an ear. But the other thing you said was people your age. Luckily, someone your age has just joined us, Jake from Ruham.
Hey, Jake.
Hello.
Hey, I'm sorry. What game did we pull you out of that... What is that gaming chair you're in? Last time we saw you, your apartment was empty and had no furniture. Now you've spent all your money on this gaming chair.
That is a lie. There was furniture. And I believe this
was a bean cream. It was a beanbag chair. You were sleeping on Ham's cans, kid.
That would be the life. I don't know what you're talking about. Hello. I'm doing good.
How you
we're
doing,
excited.
Man?
Every day at work's been rough just because that's all we're thinking about is Bonnaroo. So, I mean, we're excited to get back to the farm.
Yeah, I've been listening to you guys and obviously Daniel too. And you know, to be honest, last week I was sort of, but now after listening to all the different shows and everything and realize it's going to happen. I'm pretty excited.
Well, the other thing, too, that...
Everything feels like it's back to the way it, you know, was, where, as far as, like, work, like, today I picked up the laptop, you know, that I'm going to use. So everything's starting to get back into the routine, is what I'm trying to say.
We need it.
Oh, there's no question.
I think the thing that, Barry, the part that I started to get jealous of is we were going through the lineup, and that's the part that didn't really bother me. The thing that got me was like, oh, man, this bad lineup means I'm going to get to hang out with everybody and, you know, kick Brian in the nuts a little bit more. That's what I missed the most.
That's why I was so excited when I got a text from Tara today, said, hey, we're going to be there. Now it feels like nut butter is going to happen, so I'm excited.
Oh,
Jake, we've asked everybody who you're most excited.
I'd say Denzel Curry is probably one of the most hype acts. I'm a massive Porter Robinson fan, so that's going to be probably my show of the weekend. I've already seen him, but on the farm, that'll probably be pretty special. And I have recently gotten into King Giz, so I am excited for that as well.
All right, so he likes drugs.
I gotta tell you, I went and saw your boy Porter down at Okeechobee, and I was freaking blown away. I'm gonna be at that show too. It was so fun.
It's a sick set, yeah. His visuals are insane, and his newest album is awesome. I feel like he is, if you're not super into EDM, he's a good starting point, just because his newer stuff is a lot more melodic than I think most EDM is. Much more of like a pop album, so it's good stuff.
Barry, this is why we just need to pack it in and retire and let the new kids come through and start taking this over.
I'll gladly take it over.
We have never once described a set as a sick set.
No. But I'm glad Jake brought that up, and I'm glad he's on here, because that's a lane where we're probably not going to talk about with any knowledge.
I don't talk about anything with knowledge. What are you talking?
First of all, well, that's a good point. So, Jake, go ahead. I mean, what are some of the other shows? I mean, we've talked about the fact that Bonnaroo is sort of dedicated, you know, the other to EDM. What are some of the shows that people should go see? Because you obviously know more about it than we do. You guys are doing your own EDM set on Friday night. What are some of the other sets that people should go see?
Seth the Sky's pretty good. I would say he's sort of along the same lines as like Illenium.
I'm sorry, say it again.
Seth the Sky.
Okay.
Seth the Sky. He's pretty good. Obviously, Illenium's great. LP Giobi is super good. Kind of a chill EDM set.
Let me just interrupt, Brian. It's not on your way.
Continue.
It's no world.
I like how he's consulting the page and says, "Oh, I will."
It's right.
It's nowhere.
Savage.
I'm sorry, Jake. Go ahead.
Those are probably the bigger highlights. I'm gonna get to know Lane 8 because that's the only thing going on at 3 a.m. So that'll be fun, I guess. And then obviously Flume. A big one there. And I was also say like Closey is pretty good too.
It doesn't sound as though you have a problem with this lineup then, huh?
I mean, it's not great. I think there's a lot of undercard acts that like Parker and I are pretty into. If there were some of those big acts I talked about earlier, like No Porter, I know for Parker he's big into the Chicks, No Chicks, it'd be a pretty bad lineup, I think. But there's enough stuff each day that we're into. I know our camp, personally, is really into this lineup. A lot of the EDM picks like Suicide Boys is really huge in our camp. So there's enough here that'll keep me busy. I mean, obviously, we're in that the mindset of it doesn't really matter what the lineup is. This year, more than any, is testing that a little bit. But it's still good enough, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Is nobody going to bring up Herbie Hancock?
I mean,
for sure.
That too, you know?
I mean, I love Herbie Hancock. That's the one that Barry keeps pointing to. And again, we said this last week. You know, I know the Ruham kids, you know, don't see anything that's over the age of 26 years old. But they, you know, you don't have these opportunities to see these people very often or ever again. We've gone through this enough where we'll see a show. Who was the guy that it wasn't Solomon Burke, but it was an old 60s soul guy that his last show was at Bonnaroo. Was you know, Charles you just don't get these. No, it Bradley, wasn't Charles, Charles Bradley. No, Charles. I'll look it up here in a second. But, you know, you guys, you don't have these opportunities very often. And the best example is John Prine. So if you have an opportunity to see one of the greatest of all time, no matter how you feel about them, just give it some space. Give it some time. What else are you doing? Drugs, I know. Drugs,
Kai, what do you think about that?
Think about Herbie Hancock?
No, yeah, legacy acts like that. Exactly. Are you, I mean, your parents have done a great job, obviously, of introducing you to music. Are you, I mean, is that even on your radar, your mindset to know about these guys?
I think that a big part of Rue is my mom is also the one dragging me to some shows. Mm-hmm. And some of the shows she's taken me to, like, I've discovered an artist I love. So, yeah, I like trying to see as many shows as possible, trying to find, like, anything that interests me and just, like, focusing on it and listening to it all the time.
Like, I'm going to force her to go to Tool.
Yeah, she's going to make me go to Tool, just like she made me go to, what was the one place? It was, like, really late at night, and they had the
It was Gore.
Oh,
B. It was Gore. But...
No, it was
Lionel Richie.
It was Little Dicky.
Little Dicky is the one that she tricked me into.
Oh, that was terrible.
That was rough.
And God, it was the worst show ever.
Oh, what have I done?
It was so funny.
The worst show ever. Japanese breakfast.
I mean, look,
was better
than Little Dicky. I forever had this theory that if you are seeing a band where the lead singer's got to take his shirt off at any point in the show, they really don't have anything. He took his pants off and showed his dick. Yeah. My rule goes for the shirt, imagine.
Like blown up penises, like floating.
Flying through the air, hitting people in the head.
It was great.
We were right up front.
I was 12 years old. It was awesome.
My mommy award bucket.
Yeah.
Brian's now looking at his schedule, wondering where the giant flying penises are.
No, I'm looking at the site map.
You said it was a bad show.
Platinum Camping here, and just whenever you want to see it, just let me know.
That's where they are.
Where Platinum Camping is. What you're looking at is right behind the wall where the comedy tent was, Brian. They do not, and never have, never once have ever put the woods on the map, ever. They've never put where we camp on the map at any point. Because it doesn't exist in the Bonnaroo world. So whatever you see on the map is a created map that doesn't... They also don't put the trash section in there. Brian, there's parts of the map they just do not include.
I've seen it with my own eyes, Brad.
Okay, Brian. Okay.
Anyway, Jake, we're going to get back to Diesel Talk.
He didn't get to hear that.
Oh, I was watching. I was pissed that I missed Diesel Talk. I could have added so much to that conversation.
Hey, go ahead. I'm all in. I'm all in on some Diesel Talk. I know nothing about cars, so I have dumb guy questions about it. Like, for instance, hang on a second.
Jake, y'all
have an important car question. Taco, what's in your cabinet?
You gotta wait till the glow light goes off before you.
Taco, what's in your cabinet today? Yeah.
What's in the cabinet?
Oh, I don't. But you needed to do the Blue thing. Room. I wanted to see the thing.
Was this like, hey, celebrity, what's in your fridge right here, gig?
I'll do it. Yeah. I'll do it. Here.
Nobody knows that reference.
Jake, you guys have like what? 40 people coming in your group?
36. Something like that.
Yeah. And I know you guys have talked a little bit because we've talked a little bit, but are you guys at all, I mean, the numbers, does it bother you at
not
all?
Not really.
You
I mean, I wasn't
about?
There in, yeah, I wasn't there in 2016.
Still going to be great,
Parker
right?
was, and he talks about how nice it was to have a smaller amount of people. Obviously, I wouldn't want it to be so low to where it feels dead because I do think you could hit a certain point where the vibes are kind of affected because it just feels like no one's there. And especially if they start to like close in the farm or center ruin anyway. But ultimately, as long as it still feels like Bonnaroo, I'm not going to super mind. And I'm not going to care if I can get a better spot at a headliner show.
It was a little weird in 2016. Right. I remember we were out and about in center ruin at like 2 a.m. kind of close to Snake and Jake's. And it just felt empty. I forget who was playing, but it was at that tent. It felt like there was only like maybe like 200 or 300 people there. It's going to be weird. I've been telling people I'm not so worried about it being like 30K or whatever the number is or whatever, because it's going to be the most dedicated people. So it kind of feels like it's going to... 2016 was a great year because of that. Like, it's always a good crowd, never not great. But like there was just something in the air that year because it was mostly a population of the people that were hardcore into it. And I'm kind of excited about that being the deal again this year. Yeah, it does seem to be set up as though it's going to be the VIP of Bonnaroo. Yeah. You know, it's like the hardcore guys that are all in on it no matter what. And that does create,
you know, a better sense of community than, you know, sort of the fist fights you get at Lollapalooza.
That's very true.
Yeah, no,
I got to run, boys and girls.
That's a good point.
See everybody.
Like I said.
Oh, what are you doing? Going to build some sort of...
Daniel, always good to see you.
NASA
see you in a week.
Tunnel or something? What are you doing?
I can talk work. I can talk work. We got the Artemis mission coming up later this fall.
Of course, the Artemis mission. Who didn't know about that?
They're doing tests. Yeah.
No, he's got to go get diesel.
Does the space shuttle run on diesel?
Brad, the space shuttle hasn't run in 15 years.
Oh, damn it.
That's what the Artemis rocket is. It's going to be the next moon rocket. They're testing it this month, and we're going to have boots on the moon again in probably about 4 or 5 years.
Okay. All right. We'll see you there.
I'll see you guys later. Good to hang with you.
See you, buddy. Good seeing you.
Excited to see you in a week.
Okay, Brad, what's your car question?
Now we're on space shuttles. Hold on a second.
What's the best thread on a tire?
Never know what
under
you're
going to ideal conditions, get. Under ideal conditions, diesel fuel can be stored between 6 and 12 months. So there's your answer.
Good.
All right.
There
you go. All right, good. Fantastic.
Very excited about that. Okay. Thanks, Brian.
You're welcome.
You know,
that's awesome.
The amount that's that you awesome. Contribute, it always is unparalleled.
I have another question for Kai. Do any of your friends want to go? Do any of your friends want to go? And do you have any friends that you would want to go with you, or would they get in your way?
Oh, I can't answer. No. There are a couple.
You don't have to name names.
Yeah, I won't name any names.
Lindsay.
There are a couple people that I know that are going. And really close, really close. No, there are a couple people that are going, and I'm not excited if I run into. And there are a couple people that want to go that I would not want to go. And there are a couple people that do that I want to go. And I guess that's just kind of how it is. Our friend Finley, we're trying to get her to go with us.
If you have any more passes, we would like to get one more teenager in. There we go.
But yeah, I think that the past couple of festivals, Riverbend was a really big one because it's mostly teenagers. Not this year so much, but I really enjoy having a friend around to go hustle around and see everything we can, so mom's not having to tag along with me everywhere.
And she's getting to the age, we've been teaching her right, you know, it's be careful in the pit, stay hydrated. We're getting to that point where she knows the farm well enough, you know. Jake, I don't know what your age range is, but if there's any cool...
Don't give him any ideas. Don't give him any ideas. He's going to get liquored up. He's going to get liquored up on hams underage. I know it.
Well, we don't have teenagers, but it's still a younger group.
I mean, someone to trash on.
Our whole group will do that with you.
Nice, but I could probably find that next
to you. There you go. See, we're all connected.
Yeah. Jake, of the 30 or 40, how many percentage-wise have been before? Are they? I mean, I'm particularly interested. How many are new? I mean, did you guys talk it up and you got a whole bunch of new people?
Like
60%
are new. Vast majority of them are new. We had a couple people who went to fake crew last year, so they were going to Bonnaroo, and then it got canceled, so we did other stuff. So they kind of got a sense of what Bonnaroo would be sort of like, because we went to one of those alternate route things. But yeah, most are new. A lot of them have festival experience, though. They go to Electric Forest or Lost Lands and stuff like that, so not completely new festival goers.
See, y'all... You guys are a great person to ask the question, and I know you talked about it a little bit on your show, because we did too, is why maybe the numbers are down. I mean, did people sort of lose the vibe? Did they lose the mojo because of what happened the last 2 years? But it's, I mean, if you've got 30 or 40 people coming, especially 60% that are new, sounds like you guys have hyped it up enough.
It was mostly us convincing on the camping side, because the lineup didn't, I don't think did it for a ton of people. Most people who are going have one artist that they want to see. I think for the people who normally go with us who didn't go this year, it came down to money and the lineup, which I think is both those things go together. I mean, obviously we're not in a great economy, you know, with inflation and gas prices and stuff. And so if you have less money to spend and you can only go to one festival and that one festival has a mid or lower tier lineup in your opinion, you're either going to go somewhere else, or you'll spend it on local shows. And so I think I know a lot of people that's the case. They have less PTO, they have less money, so Bonnaroo's just not where they're going.
Are most of the people you're going with from where you, yeah. You're in Minnesota, right? And Jake, the
Parker.
Oh God, Ruhame. Oh God, Parker. Sorry, Parker. Ruhame.
Yeah.
He's in Iowa. So are
big fans. By the way,
are you guys in the same? Is all the friends from the same city?
No, we have
from everywhere.
A couple from Minnesota, a couple from Iowa, a couple from Colorado, New York, a couple other states, I think. Not super sure on.
Okay. Now, when they get there, because you said you had to convince them to go, do you feel any pressure when they get there to make their, you know, be the entertainment?
I mean, I think because most of them have been to festivals and camping festivals, they'll be ready to kind of make that fun. So no, I don't think so. I think like, cause I mean, when I went with Parker for the first year, I didn't know what to expect. And within like 2 hours, I was having an amazing time. So it does not take long once you're in Bonnaroo mm-hmm. to start having fun, especially that Wednesday night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because most of the time when I invite somebody to Bonnaroo, the first job I give them is they have to run the door for Brian Stone's campsite. because you don't know how many people are coming in and out of that tent. Where did he go?
I don't know. I think there's something special about that, bringing mm-hmm, in yeah. when you've got somebody who is their first year. You know, like, this will be 16 for me, and when I hear you've got that many new folks coming, I automatically am like, okay, after this, yeah. we're going to connect. I want to come hang out with all of them.
You know? Well, yeah, but that's you. So, like, I'm just sitting here thinking, now I'm so glad you and Kai are coming, because I'll have somebody to talk to, because I'll never see Brian and Russ once we get there.
But good thing anymore. That he can't hear, because he's making a shitload of racket. You know, of course, it's all about Brian.
And he's gone.
Oh, God, it's probably better that way.
I mean, we're going to camp once together, but I'll never see you.
Yeah.
We're going to Wizard Staff. Yes, absolutely.
Is that what you call it?
I would hope not. I would really hope not.
Yes.
Careful, we got children.
I'm sorry, Jake.
Sorry, Jake.
That was a good one, Brent.
I'm so sorry. There you go.
No, real quick, so...
I'm sorry, Kai. I didn't mean it like that.
A wizard staff. You take a beer and you drink it. You get another beer. You stack it on top. Yeah. You duct tape it up. And then you drink that beer. And then you take another beer and you stack it on top there. And then, you know, by the time you get 6 or 7 in, you've got a really long wizard staff that you're consuming all your power from.
There you go. See, Kai, there is much to learn.
I was taking notes.
Oh. Man, when you drink shitty beer, you really got to come up with clever ways to keep drinking.
I don't know about shitty bread.
Okay. Speaking of shitty, Brian Stone's back. All right.
Yes, thank you. I'm back.
There he is. He's back. Jake, when are you guys getting there?
Wednesday. We'll get there probably Wednesday, like morning-ish.
Russ is leaving in the morning. Tomorrow morning. It doesn't open until late next week, but he's leaving tomorrow.
We'll be heading out Thursday afternoon.
All right, Brian, what are you looking at?
I don't know. I got the whole week off. I can do whatever I want. I'm going to let it feel it out.
He's really good at that, by the way. Whenever he's got, you know.
Well, I suggest that.
You know, just.
Oh, sorry. I was going to say, I suggest that you go early and then get our camp spot ready.
For anybody doesn't understand what happens here, and Jake, you don't know this either, but what would normally have happened right about now is whenever the schedule comes out, we get the whole campsite together, and we do sort of a planning meeting where we go through the schedule, we find out what everybody's exactly like this, and then it always ends up the exact same way, us all just making fun of Brian. So that's essentially what you're a part of, Jake. You get to,
I'm honored. Honestly.
And then we make Dad pick up the bill.
I'm a big fan of that. So.
Dad, you've gotten rid of, you've gotten out of picking up the tab for the last like 4 years now. You owe me.
Getting quicker.
Mm. Getting quicker.
Getting quicker. All right, I'm looking forward to it. I'm excited.
Good looking year.
What about Stevie Nicks? Does that do anything for anybody?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's another legacy act. Yeah.
You know.
Sounds like an overwhelming response.
Sure. It's. I think.
Kind of like the RFK Festival lineup. If you notice, everybody's saying, I'm going to not overschedule too much this year. I'm going to kind of take it easy.
Hey, you got to spin it however you want to. I can't imagine how many acts Denson sing. Is Denson going?
Well, speaking of, Jake, you will be the best person to answer this because you guys are going to be out there with 30 people. What are the chances you never make it into Centaroo?
Oh, low.
What are the chances everything is happening so great out there that you just never leave?
I mean, low, because I know especially me and Parker, we see quite a few shows during the weekend, but every year Bonnaroo seems to be adding more and more to essentially keep you out of Centaroo. I mean, I don't know if any of you went to Where in the Woods the previous year, but that's incredible. Like, I could spend a good amount of my weekend there, and I intend to this year. So that, plus the Plaza shows and stuff like that, you could spend a good amount of time outside of Centaroo and still have a really, you know, fun weekend. But yeah, we'll be in there. There's plenty of stuff we want to see.
Now, Barry, yeah.
Have you even looked at the schedule, or is that a game day thing?
Same question to Brian Stone.
Okay. Oh, I already know the answer. He was gone. I said, Brian, once we get there, I won't see you again till next week or 2 weeks. we'll be camped next to each other, but I'll never see you.
We'll see. We'll be lost because we won't have our campground and we won't know where we're going.
I know that Paul Coffin is playing out there, right? At some
point?
Yeah,
I'm going to go see him. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a really great show. He is so much fun.
He is.
Now, for those who don't know, I mean, Tara knows all this because she ran a music venue in Chattanooga. Are you still doing that?
No, I left during the pandemic and changed gears. I'm still doing a little show rep work on the sides, but for the most part, I'm
just a concert
goer now.
But you keep your finger on the pulse. You know what the hell's going on around there.
Right. Oh, yeah. We know what's going on.
Hey, speaking of which, the reason I have this up here and I wanted to brag... This guy right here, Mike Dewar, and this guy, Chris Cobb, booked the Riverbend Festival, which just happened this last weekend, and it was terrific.
Yeah, it was.
And I wanted to give them a shout-out.
I don't know. We've had Chris.
Amazing
hang on.
Job. And this guy right here is a chip.
We've had Chris on the show before, but
if you don't remember, that's one of my favorite
the thing
stories
about Chris,
from our camp.
The thing about Chris, though, is that he also books Live on the Green. We have a large amount of people who live in Nashville. He does the Live on the Green show, too. Yeah.
And Exit In. Yeah.
I just wanted to give
them a shout-out. Riverbend went really, really well. It was a great lineup, and they did a tremendous job. And those are Camp Nut
Okay,
Butter.
We have never once done this on the show. Please tell... The infamous That's a Chick story, Barry.
Oh, I should do that. So all of those faces are on these giant heads that Brad had made for
Brian's,
everybody.
Actually, Brian, get yours in ready. Brian, get you ready and bring it in.
Brian's is, right? Yeah. And so we were camped next to a couple of girls who spent the entire time on some sort of drug. I don't know what. But on a Saturday night, they came over and thanked us for having our lights and all that stuff, because that's how they found their way home, which we've talked about, finding landmarks and all that. And they went around and they finally realized, oh, all of these faces on these giant heads are you guys. So that was funny.
She literally went from head to head to person to person. And it was like, that's you. Yep. And then... Brian was literally sitting in front of
then
his
she
head.
She looked at this one.
Just like
in the
that.
Same
just
hat.
Like he's sitting just like that.
Just like that. And she said, that's a chick. And we're like,
he's
no,
literally sitting right in front
him.
Of you. Yes.
She, no, that's a chick.
I put on some weight.
It was the eyes, man. They were penetrating.
Yeah. These things are almost 10 years old. It was 2013, I believe.
Yeah.
It was, if I remember
right. Yeah. It was so funny, though, because he's like, I'm sitting right here. No.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
By the way, all designed by the
man who also designed the interlude music of this podcast, Mr. Nick Turner. Who is also on
that big
board of yours back there, right there in the middle, right next to me.
Before she left, she pointed at Mike and said, "That's a good looking man. If you want to come see me later, come."
I think that kept Mike alive over 3 years. I think that kept him going for a minute.
It was a pretty good night. Pretty funny, but that's a chick.
Yeah. I hate them. I miss you all. I hope you're already planning. By the way, Barry, yet again, this is my second city that I've lived in since I've left you. And Brian will have seen me more times than you have.
Oh, I've told you, the map that I have hanging up on the wall of all the pin places that I've never visited you, it just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Brian's coming up. Taco, I'm sure, will be coming up soon enough, you know, because he's a big city kid. Yeah, I know.
Going to New York.
I hope Tara comes.
In August, I can't wait.
And then I hope that, Jake can get his parents to let him out of the house sometime.
I'll have to sign my permission slip.
Thanks, buddy. So yeah, I'll miss all of you.
Kai, what else? I want to ask Kai. I want to give Kai a chance. What did we not ask you?
What did we not ask me? God.
Cool kid. Tara, you've done great.
Thank you. Y'all have done great helping me out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been a great experience getting to sit and guest with you guys and look down on all the GA people.
That's not what we do. You're not supposed to tell them that.
Created a monster.
He said we might be going GA.
That's right. Said, no. That's a good point. You
Kai,
need to
you
know
ever,
your
have
kind
you ever
of sport.
Stayed in GA? Yeah. Have you ever stayed
it's
in GA?
It's not always like this.
I've been in there once.
No.
Once.
No.
It's a rough area. It's rough.
Yeah. We didn't even stop.
I got my face painted.
We just rode. We let the guy drive us on a little bicycle thing.
This is making Jake sick to his stomach.
GA for life.
Many.
I'm jealous. I think GA and
it's where it's,
group camping, which you gonna, is going to be awesome.
Yeah, we're hoping so.
I'm guessing so. Jake, what do you have to say?
I'm excited to see. Let's see here, 3/4 of you, plus Taryn Kai, and
you're excluding the one that you're excluding is of course Brian.
Oh yeah, definitely. You're breaking our hearts, Brad.
I know.
But yeah, it's going to be a good year. I mean, smaller attendance isn't a big deal. It's going to be Bonnaroo either way, and so we're excited to give group camping a shot, and yeah, just be back. We can't do another cancellation or a postponement.
Hang on a second. Am I an idiot? Have you guys not done group before?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, we just sent GA. No, like last year we did, I think we had like 15 people. Who were gonna go and then canceled, and then the year before that it was like 10 or 12, and then it was me and Parker in 2018.
Mm-hmm. Super fast, explain the group camping because I actually don't know exactly how
it's
it
like. There's a podcast dedicated to this, Brian, that you could have listened to. I don't know, 1, 2, 3 of them, 4 of them. I don't know how many there are now.
Why did you
see when you have friends?
As his head collapses to the ground.
The cat knocked the head over. That's awesome.
I honestly don't know how group camping works.
I mean,
it's as if he can't figure out how the name works. It's literally group camping.
Yeah, it's pretty self-explanatory. I mean, you basically have to have, I think, 24 or 25 people. And then once you hit that threshold, y'all sign up on the website. You pay like $50, I think it was, per person. And then Bonnaroo gives you like essentially a plot of land kind of in group camping. And so instead of having to drive in and go through security and then just be brought to a random area, they have it ready for you. So you can show up at any point and they'll take you.
It's really beneficial, Brian, for like if you come by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you
don't know anybody.
Camping. It's a bunch of group of people together. I didn't know exactly how it was coordinated.
Well, they bundle you together. You're guaranteed. Yeah. So you could come in on Thursday, Friday, whatever, and
you got to have 25 or whatever more. Sorry to ruin the show. Jesus Christ.
While we're all here,
we should all congratulate Brian on
the
World Series.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations. Yeah. Yeah.
You see
yeah. Good work,
way to
buddy.
Go, Brian.
Good job.
Yeah. Way to bring that trophy to Atlanta, Brian.
What was your ERA in those two games you pitched?
I forgot.
All right.
I love it. I love it.
And by the way, so the last episode, Brian is supposed to be a part of it, but no, he chose hardware over coming to hang out with us. No, he needed to go see a trophy that he could have very well just driven down 90 miles and seen at the ballpark. No, he needed to see it.
I'm not going to apologize for this. I'm not going to apologize for this.
Was it Nightfall?
It was at Riverbend.
It was the next day.
Nightfall.
Riverbend. Oh, they had Nightfall Friday. Mm.
Well, Taco, well done. How many PPRs is that? How many did we get through today?
That's three.
That's chump change.
It's rookie numbers.
Good start.
Mary, you heard the same
it's
thing.
A good start.
Yeah, it's not a good wizard.
Get those numbers up by Bonnaroo.
Yeah.
It's not a good wizard thing.
All right. Well,
it's so funny.
Cam Nut Butter. Right,
can't wait to see
Cam
y'all.
Nut Butter, I miss
Kai,
you already.
Thank you.
I miss you already.
Tara, thank you.
And Tara,
Kai. So glad you joined
Tara,
us.
Tara, Kai, I'm so glad to see you guys. I'm so I missed your faces. Tell Joe I said hello, and you might need to come over and help fix the fence here soon. Taco,
yeah,
nice shirt.
Let us know.
I appreciate that. Yeah. Jake, yeah. I appreciate the trumpet mustache that you're going for.
I was waiting for it.
It's like you've just been playing the trumpet too hard, Never. You know? It's not even a real facial hair. And then Brian Stone, who, you know, has gained a few pounds. All right.
Love you, Brian.
That's a check. Very
good. That's a check.
Guys, I'll miss you so much. Have fun.
See you guys in a week.
All right. Bye, guys.
Consequence Podcast Network.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.